Genesis and Invisible Touch with Usher to come in a moment with Without You, and the Sunday Travel will be on. If you want a tonic today, I can offer you a way to feel good about life, but you have to despair in someone else's misery to do it, I'm afraid. Just type in Dover. Just have a look at the pictures on the news and in the press of the 14-hour wait at Dover to get through the channel. If you think how annoying a half-hour wait is, times that by 28. It's the big getaway that's not going anywhere fast. And one thing that we did say earlier is make sure you, wherever you go, take the app with you. So, you know, the world's a very small place, but you can listen to the radio station absolutely anywhere. And if I travel, I do like to get away from it all, but there is something about home, isn't there? There is something about having a piece of home that is very, very comforting. So wherever you go, take the app. And, of course, you know, even though we are based here in the Northwest, we've got people all over the world seeking a piece of home. So I put on the Facebook earlier, wherever you are, take the app and tell us where you are. So here we go. You might not know all of these places, but Hillary, morning, hun. Please, Hillary. Sea houses at the van, chilling out. Where's Sea Houses? Northumberland? Gary, top man, I'm listening from sunny Somerset. There you go. Oh, there's not much radio in Somerset. Peter, listening in sunny Jarrow. Gail, always listen to the show in Perth. Let's not go there when I was live on your show on Christmas Eve. We are 7 hours ahead. And an emoji of a wine glass. I remember that. I remember that. It was messy, that. Very, very messy. And Chris, who... So Chris is on his way home from Manchester back to the North East and was tweeting from the cricket yesterday. And Chris was probably 150 metres away from me at the opposite side of the ground. I don't know Chris, but he was in the Thomas Cook stand. Don't know. And I was in the party stand, and basically when it got to about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and I didn't want to pay £8 for a very small Rogan Josh or £6.50 for a cheeseburger, I started messaging Chris saying, if you've got any free food over there, can I come over? And just at the point as I was about to commit, he stopped replying. I can't think why. I cannot think why. But listen, I think I'd love to find out through August the most unusual place that people have taken us on the app. And, of course, a lot of people go on stereotypical holidays in August, but people have never had to think so carefully about their holiday plans because Egypt, France, Tunisia, Belgium and all the countries around it, very scary, random times. Is there anybody that is taking a vacation at a Buddhist retreat in Sri Lanka, listening to the show? That's the kind of caller I want to speak to. And here's a funny thing, because we are much more travelled. And whether or not we're much more travelled by physically going there, we feel like we are because of the internet. You can travel the world from your bedroom if you really want. Do you ever make a snob value if your friend... There's a snob judgment. If your friends say to you where they're going on holiday, do you ever go, in your mind, when your mouth is saying, oh, that's lovely, I hope you have a terrific time, I hear it's nice at this time of year, in your mind, are you ever going, oh, no? So some of my dearest friends just moved. I said to you won't be going anywhere this summer, will you? And they said, oh, no, we're going to Tenerife for a couple of weeks. And in my mind, I went, oh, no. Tenerife's fine, you know, all year round sunshine. All year round sunshine. It's just the people.
It's fine, like, the thing is, though, is when you get people that say Benidorm, TV programme springs to mind.
Well, the best example is Ibiza. You know, if you say to people Ibiza, they have a perception. But actually, if you go further into the conversation, the follow up line is, oh, there are some beautiful parts of Ibiza, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't get the write-up that the whole, you know, dance and drug scene get. But there are, of course. And in the, you know, you fly into Benidorm, you know, 20 minutes up the road, fine. Absolutely fine. You know, absolutely fine. Wonderful. Tenerife's all right as well. It's just a very British experience, isn't it? I mean, if you were flying out of Manchester Airport and you're getting on the plane to Tenerife, you're not going to find anybody from Tenerife on that flight, are you?
Back in 2000...